This actually started quite a while ago, actually even before the side-by-side thing was brought up. What we were looking at from a board perspective was how do we maintain our assets? And our roads are in such dire need of attention that what we're trying to look at, or what we originally started looking at, was like, how can we preserve these things as long as we can? And when these roads were actually designed 80 years ago, 100 years ago, they were never designed to handle the traffic loads or the weights that they're actually handling today. So what we started looking at was, let's look at the worst ones that we've actually got. And if you look at by statute, these things are realistically supposed to be posted at 55 mile an hour. And it's like, we look at trucks with 80,000 pounds on some of these roads. 80 mi or 55 mile an hour is not a safe issue, and they weren't designed to handle that. So what we're trying to do is actually, just in the smaller sections, and this is just in the worst sections that we've got. We're not talking about New Boston Blacktop, Joy Blacktop, any of the main thoroughfares, of actually bringing that speed limit down, because we know that our people do need to get product to market. But what we're trying to do is take smaller sections and just keep them in as good a shape as we can, as long as we can. And that's when the group came to us and actually started talking about the side-by-side issue. And we thought that's kind of where these vehicles would operate the best, is in the worst of our conditions. So what we've done is, with the highway engineer, they did a car count study and started looking at the roads that are in the worst shape. And so what we're actually going to be doing with that is, we're going to talk about passing an ordinance tomorrow night on taking those very poor road sections and actually bringing those things down to 35 mile an hour, and kind of hoping that we can keep our assets in as good a shape as we can till the coffers get filled up a little bit when we start doing some more road repair.
And then, just as far as how, I guess it would be kind of like a blending in process with county roads, then you would be awaiting what the townships want to do to, I guess, piece some of this all together. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, we've got some townships that are on board 100% already. And what we'll be doing is, this will be kind of a work in progress. From what they're looking at is we're going to try this for a while, see how we get along with it. And we feel pretty confident on basically talking with some of the other counties around up north in Wisconsin, that it kind of grows on its own. So that's what we're trying to look at right now.